yard and both.
Yeah, I'm on the right VFO. Hello, yes. Good afternoon.
K4WCL, you are, in fact. Now I'm going to take a guess. Russell?
It'll be your second guess, Tom. John. John from the Atlanta area, but not anymore. I retired last week, and we're spending a whole lot more time up here in upstate South Carolina.
Well, congratulations, John. It's a long road to hoe, and I'm sure you've earned it the hard way. Now I remember you had a place up here already and wanted to get out of that crazy Atlanta area, which I don't blame you. Well, wife and I, Bernice, are just headed down to a doctor's appointment. And it seems as though a road we used to travel here from our house and have three or four cars on it, and now it's backed up at the stoplight for about 25, 30 cars.
Sounds awfully familiar to where we live in Georgia, Forsyth County, coming about 40 miles north. Used to be the country 30-something years ago when we moved there, and now it's like Atlanta. It's horrible. And that's one of the reasons why we're moving, to tell you. It's still very much country out here in the Holly Springs area of Pickens County. There's not a lot of development going on, not a lot of construction. Still quiet after 11 years, Tom.
We're from Kansas, been here 15 years, John. And when we moved out here, up between Lake Robinson and Lake Cunningham, it was country. And you'd probably see four or five cars between here and Wade Hampton. Now I look in the rearview mirror and they're backed up for half a mile behind me. And cars on my right. They built 400 houses up there. But the good thing about it is we're still in the county, and it's older houses from the 80s and 90s, and they can expand down there. They did sell 122 acres behind us, but thank God two individuals bought it, and they're just building two houses, so we're very thankful for that.
The best kind of neighbors to have, buying the big tracts up and keeping it for themselves instead of cashing out with the developers. I have watched the developers just absolutely ruin the northern metro, well, the entire Atlanta metro area, and things just keep spreading north, south, east, and west. And that's why we've made the decision to just move up here. So we're doing a lot of back and forth, Tom. We have not even started. We've been up there most of the time. We're going back to Georgia tomorrow for a couple of days. We've got a couple of grandkid events to go to, but we'll be back up this weekend. Anyway, I'm going up the mountain here to the house. I'll pass it over to you for a final. Good luck with the doctor's appointment there, and hopefully we'll be chatting with you a whole lot more in the coming weeks and months. N0TR, K4WCL.
You retired, and congratulations again. And Bernice and I have had a wonderful time down here near our grandchildren and daughter and son-in-law and some of their kin folk. And it's just the best thing you'll ever do. It's not an easy ride, but some people have all the luck and don't even have a doctor's appointment, and I wish you well in that respect, because lately here it's been pills and bills for us. But thank God we're still around. And John, you have a wonderful day, and looking forward to talking to you. And I'll do my best to remember your name from now on. K4WCL in 0TR73.
KCL, if you're still there, N4ZLK,
and I'll talk to you in a minute, Tom. Go ahead, John. Good morning. Good afternoon. I'm sorry, Tom. How are you?
Oh, just great, Shane. Very nice to hear you. Always enjoy. Yeah, he said he was going up the mountain and he was getting scratchy, Shane. I talked to him about 5 minutes, and now I remember the name. It took me a while. And that's one of your friends that comes over here now and then, isn't it?
I actually met him on this frequency several years ago, and then when I started going down to Atlanta and found that Gainesville repeater, met him again, and then we talked a lot, and he actually lives just down the road about 8 miles from me, but there's a mountain in the way between us, so we can't talk.
Let's build a tower. You know, you can go up 200 feet if you got the money.
Do well on 80 meters. Bunch of those guys meet up on Saturday night from Georgia, and I can hear them all. They have a good time. But I hope you and Bernice are well. You sound like you're doing a lot better.
A bit of pain, but hopefully when I get this tent out this afternoon, if I make it to the doctor's office, we're trained. But we got to travel I-85. You know how that is. But should be a nice short drive. And they're going to pull that stent out, and they say you feel a whole lot better when they get that out of your system because your body don't like the plastic pipe inside of you, I guess you'd say.
I understand that. Well, you sound good anyway, even though you're in some pain, but it's good to hear you. And we got it. Our last final single daughter was married on Sunday. Everything went well, and some family and friends at the airport tonight, but... another one accomplished. Beth did a great job planning and decorating and all that, and I just was there to shuttle and all the logistics. But we got it done, and it was beautiful.
It's also hard. Makes for an empty nest, but they'll always be around, and especially when it counts. And so that's the bottom line. Congratulations on that. How many daughters you got, Shane?
Three sons, actually, and we adopted one, an adult adoption, so a few years ago, and one of my nephews, but and then two son-in-laws now.
I remember one of them flies the B-1B. Excuse me. Hopefully you don't get a chance to use it here in the near future, but it's questionable, I can tell you that for sure, unless Iran decides they don't want to have a bomb.
Yeah, he's back. He's in doing the RPAs now, remote piloted aircraft. He's out of the B-1s, but that's my adopted one. But he got to come in too, so that was nice. We got to see him. He left Japan, flew to California, and then came over here for the wedding, so that was nice.
That's about 8,000 miles over there, if I remember rightly, 6 or 8. A long ways. Well, how's your day going?
I'm just kind of piddling back here on the office while Beth and her sister and brother-in-law are out talking. I should probably join them. I'm trying to get a little bit of alone time. It's been a busy weekend, a week, this whole last week, but just messing around with the radios and heard you and John, and I kind of hope to.
He's a great guy. And, we had some fun last night. I got a wild feather in my ear, and I decided we'd go down and get us a Frosty. So we went down and got us a Frosty, and it was so good. They had a new one there. It's vanilla with, I think it's hot fudge mixed in it. Wow, that sucker's rich. So I just got a small one of them, or a medium, and we really enjoyed that. We don't usually go out at night.
Sound good. I've been eating so much the last few days, I'm going to have to take a break. I may have to do a little fast or something for the next day or two. I'm so full. Anyway, Tom, let me let you go. You and Bernice have a good day. Nice to hear you. And again, you sound good. I know you're still in some pain, but you sound good on the radio. So we will talk to you later. N0TR and 4ZLK.
Pretty well used to that. It's pretty continuous, but I'll tell you what, maybe these kidney stones have been causing that. All the people I've talked to says it causes lower back pain, although I know my back doesn't look very good. It's more like a car wreck, but maybe it fused together or something. To get this thing out, maybe it'll get on the better side. And I've been losing weight quite a bit. I'm down to 153 this morning. Should be up around 170, so they said eat a lot of rich food, so that's why we got the little Frosties. I wanted to call them Icy's Frosty last night. Take care, Shane. Have a good day and a safe day. In 4ZLK, in 0TR73.
And 4ZLK.
November 8, Whiskey Charlie Bravo. Monitoring.